Welcome, everyone. Today we're doing a deep dive into what marketing might look like, well, pretty soon, actually, by 2025.
That's right. And the sources we looked at point to something really interesting, this convergence of tech, especially AI, and more human-focused strategies.
Exactly. So we'll be exploring how agility and design thinking are meshing together, how AI fits into that design thinking for marketers, the whole idea of conversational marketing.
And microblogging, too, which seems to be getting even bigger.
Yeah, definitely. So basically, we're aiming to give you a clear picture of what's becoming, well, essential knowledge in marketing.
Let's jump in. It's a really dynamic picture that's emerging. Technology isn't just a tool anymore. It's becoming part of the core strategy.
Okay, so let's start with that first point, agility and design thinking. The sources say agility boosts innovation through, like, curiosity and teams having more power.
Mm-hmm. And collaboration, that's key too. Agility is about being adaptable, quick, responsive.
And design thinking, that's the user-focused part, right? Empathy, prototyping.
Exactly. It's about deeply understanding what the user actually needs or wants before you build the solution. You iterate, you test.
So how do they work together in marketing then? It sounds like a powerful combo.
Oh, definitely. Think of it like this. Design thinking helps you figure out the right problem to solve by really understanding your audience.
Okay.
And then agility gives you the framework to quickly test solutions, learn, and adapt based on what you find out.
I see. So you combine that user focus with the measurement you get from online marketing.
And you end up with campaigns that, you know, actually resonate and can be tweaked really quickly based on real results. That's the goal.
Right. Now, AI seems to be the big accelerator here, especially within design thinking. The sources say it's not just automation, it's actually boosting creativity.
Yeah, that's a key point.
Yeah.
AI can function almost like a creative partner or a super efficient research assistant.
Okay.
How so? Well, for one, it can analyze huge amounts of customer data way faster than humans can, giving you deeper insights for that empathy stage.
So faster customer understanding makes sense.
Yeah. Then it can help generate ideas, maybe suggesting angles you wouldn't have thought of. It can speed up creating prototypes.
Like mock-ups or ad variations.
Exactly. And of course, there's hyper-personalization, tailoring messages at a really granular level.
Wow. So AI tools can kind of weave through the whole design thinking process from understanding the user right through to testing?
Pretty much, yeah. From empathy to testing, AI can play a role.
Okay, let's shift gears slightly to conversational marketing. This feels more direct, voice-driven.
It is. It's about meeting customers where they are. Increasingly using voice. Think voice search optimization. People asking their phones or smart speakers questions.
Uh-huh. Like, find pizza near me.
Exactly. Or even voice commerce, actually buying things through voice commands. And then there's acoustic branding.
Acoustic branding? You mean like a brand's sound, like a jingle?
Sort of, but maybe more subtle. The sound associated with your brand experience. It's about creating a seamless experience, whether someone interacts via voice, text, or clicks, you know, omnichannel.
Got it. Okay, and the last piece, microblogging. Why is short-form content seen as so vital for 2025?
Well, attention spans, right, they're short. Concise, engaging content tends to cut through the noise more effectively.
Makes sense. What are the key trends there?
The sources highlight a few things. Authenticity is huge. Think micro and even nano influencers who have really dedicated niche audiences.
Right. More relatable, maybe.
Yeah. Then there's AI helping optimize that short content, making it super relevant. Social commerce is big, too, buying directly within the platform.
So you see something on, say, TikTok or Threads, and you can buy it right there.
Precisely. And interactive formats, polls, Q&As, things that draw people in. The real power comes from mixing these make-repeatable. Maybe AI helps create interactive micro-content that leads directly to a purchase. It builds stronger connections.
Okay, so let's pull this all together. Looking across these sources, what's the core message about marketing in 2025?
I think the absolute central theme is this synergy, this blend of technologies, specifically AI, with very human strategies like creativity, empathy, understanding.
So AI handles the heavy lifting, automation, personalization, sifting through data.
Yeah, freeing up marketers to focus on building those genuine connections, telling compelling stories, and ensuring the strategy actually makes sense from a human perspective.
And trust seems crucial here too.
Absolutely. The sources really emphasize authenticity, being transparent about data use, ethical practices. Without that trust, none of the fancy tech matters much in the long run.
So wrapping up this deep dive, It feels like all these threads, agility, design thinking, AI, conversational approaches, microblogging, they're weaving together. It's a future that's technologically advanced, but also, maybe surprisingly, deeply human-centric.
It really is. And maybe here's a final thought for listeners. As AI gets better and better integrated, how do we make sure it genuinely enhances that human connection and understanding?
Moving beyond just efficiency.
Right. What opportunities does this create for truly deeper, more meaningful engagement with customers, not just faster interactions?
What?
Something to think about.